This one thing is taking all of your customers. It's holding them hostage. And I guarantee that it's something that no guru, no salesperson, no expert has told you before. And this is something that I didn't know until I read a book called Obviously Awesome. It's about branding, fantastic breakdown on how to differentiate your brand and business. But today we're focusing on the thing that is stealing all of your customers. And guess what? It's not your competitors. So let's dive into it. We're breaking down the do's, don'ts, shoulds, shouldn'ts of the bottom of the funnel. This is the most important piece of the funnel. Let's rock and roll. All right, let's jump into it. Same way we always do with these videos. If you're here for the first time, I appreciate you. We're not going to waste time. We're going to jump right into it. But before we do that, I just got to tell you, we have other videos that explain the entire funnel, the top of the funnel, the middle of the funnel, which is the one that we hate, and then now the one that we love, the bottom of the funnel. So if you're listening on the podcast version, you can scroll to those episodes. If you're watching on YouTube, you can go and click the link that's popping up right now. If you want to learn a little bit more about the rest of it or the entire funnel, today we're talking about the thing that everybody wants to talk about, which is money, making the money. That's why we're setting this entire thing up. The key in business, as you already know, is to serve your customers, and you cannot serve them unless they pay you. Unfortunately, the best advice, at least the best advice that I've gotten, has cost me the most money, but it makes sense, doesn't it? Same thing works for you. Here's the thing. You went on your first date. You hit it off. You went on a few more. Maybe even got a little crazy. And now you're really thinking about getting serious. And like most relationships, there's a push and pull. One person pushes this way, the other one pulls back this way. And when it comes to this, the bottom of the funnel is the marriage. That is where you find your forever partner. And in this case, it might be your forever accountant, your forever SEO specialist, your forever video guy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you do. You probably barely know what I do. It's not important. What we're focused on today are people who do know what you do, who do trust you, who do have a problem and know they have a problem, and they either want you to solve it or they want somebody else to solve it. So the bottom of the funnel, this is the last stage. This is stages 4 and 5, are they know plus have the problem that you solve. They decide it's time to solve it. And also, they're either going with you or somebody else, but wait, or nothing. So this is the key right here. You are not just competing with competitors. And if you don't think you don't have competitors, then you are not that far in business, my friend. So that's another topic for another day. You do. You have way more competitors than you think you have. And your biggest competitor is nothing. Yep. The thing you're trying to solve against is your prospect doing absolutely nothing. Think about what that happens. Think about what that happens. It's Friday. Maybe not for you, but for me. Think about what happens when they don't solve the problem that you solve. When they don't bring you in to solve it. What happens? For us and our clients, they don't end up starting a podcast that changes their business and ultimately their life forever. And those are the results that we have. We have hundreds and hundreds of case studies, testimonials, all that great stuff. And that's what we do, right? We help people, help business owners more specifically, start, launch, and grow their podcast to create an asset for their business. And if they don't do that, then they're gonna waste time creating content, which is time is the thing we don't get back. They're gonna create content that doesn't work. And then number three, they're not going to have a system to create content that guarantees not only leads today, but leads 5 years from now, right? And so this video is an example of that. That's the example of the bottom of my funnel. Think about this. What is the bottom of your funnel? Well, for all of us, the don't, some kind of 2-minute video. I call this the cherry picker. don't have it, no cherry pickers, okay? We all know this video. My phone is recording this, but I would imagine that this is my phone. Phones were this size at one point. And imagine, right? And so this is my phone. And so this is the typical bottom of the funnel content for most business owners. Yeah, I hired Jeff. Jeff is awesome. He's the best. You know, I came in and I had no idea what I was doing. And by the time I got out of there, my entire system was optimized. We made $4 billion. Jeff is the man. Buy it. Whatever he's selling, buy it. He's the best. He's the man. That's most bottom of the funnel content. Don't do that. Here's what you do instead. Yes, you create a case study. You've already done that. You already have case studies, so you don't have to create that. What you do is you interview a client. Client interview. And guess what? You don't need a podcast for this. You interview your client. From that, you're going to get 3 to 5 video clips of your client telling your prospect what their experience was like. Because if you remember, at the middle of the funnel, you already made the association, meaning people already know you for your thing. Now at the bottom, they don't just know you for the thing, they also have the problem you solve and they're about to decide if they should buy it from you. And at that stage, you deliver a post with a client that is explaining the exact situation that the prospect you're trying to sell is in right now. And that is why you don't post the, hey, Jeff was awesome video. Those don't work. Sure, it's better than nothing, but it's 2025, or maybe you're watching this in 2045 or something like that. The reality is, marketing now is much better than it used to be. You have a lot of competition. You don't want your clients to do the worst case scenario, which is nothing. So how do you get them to take action? You turn one of your case studies into a client interview. This creates social media content from the client interview. Then that interview also becomes your newsletter or email for that week or that month. And then you continue to run this cycle, right? And so now this is a system. And so when you post these client interviews on a predictable basis and these clips and these email newsletters, that's how you can begin to make your marketing predictable, which is the number one goal. If you're doing less than 20 or 30,000 a month, you have a very, very, very risky business. So you need to have these types of systems in place to guarantee to the best of your ability that new clients are going to be constantly, constantly cycling in. And so the bottom of the funnel is characterized by results. Sure, you can try to sell them on your personal story and how you went from corporate executive to business owner. And now you're a solopreneur. Great. Awesome. Guess what? Nobody cares. What people care about is themselves. So they want to know what results you're about to deliver. If you want to make videos just like this for yourself, and you're saying, hey, I don't want to interview my clients yet, but I would like to do some video content. We have a link in the show notes or the description. It's called Script Science, the exact script that I use for all of these videos, as well as 25 plus title ideas that we know already work. So if you want to skip the lines, start creating your own videos. You can also watch the top of the funnel and middle of the funnel videos too, and that's going to show you what to create, what type of videos. But if you want to get started today, you can go ahead and do that. My name's Ryan from Podcast Principles. Appreciate you tuning in to the High Ticket Marketing Funnel, the bottom of the funnel today, and I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once Make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.